This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
This crazy world that Donald Trump has dragged this country into, but he could be wearing an ankle bracelet while accepting the nomination at the Republican convention.
Now, that's eerie. That's former FBI Director James Comey, the famous Russia collusion hoax inventor, back in June of 2023, forecasting that Donald Trump would be wearing an ankle monitoring bracelet at the convention in July of 2024. And damn, that's exactly how the court schedule is shaping up. Listen again.
But he could be wearing an ankle bracelet while accepting the nomination at the Republican convention.
Because that, again, is exactly how the court calendar is shaping up right now. How did he know that in June of 23? Okay, so here's what just happened. Originally, the Democrats and the judge in the January 6th federal case wanted to start the trial in March. Then they wanted to schedule the trial in March. Well, since the appeals court, the circuit court, has ruled that Trump doesn't have immunity, and assuming that the Supreme Court does what everyone thinks they're going to do, which is just not take the case, Donald Trump's entitled to a bunch of appeals. And there's a specific time frame in which he has to do that. Bottom line, the earliest that the Trump criminal trial in the D.C. circuit could be heard for Trump is June 20th, 2024. Now, what you're going to hear is a bunch of legal experts saying, this probably won't be heard till after the election now. And they're right if this was a normal case. Federal court grinds very slowly. But this is an entirely Democrat-controlled court with entirely Democrat-controlled judges. They're not going to leave it up to the calendar. They're going to make sure they get him in court as fast as they can. So if everything goes perfect, the Trump trial starts on June 20th. But the Democrats have had a lot of hitches, so don't be surprised if we don't see it start sometime smack in the middle of July, like when the nominating convention is. Jonathan Turley nailed this, the liberal law professor from Washington, when he said this is really good for Trump. And it is. Anything that puts this off further is going to help him clinch that nomination. What Trump didn't want was a felony conviction before the Republican nominating convention. in July. So this is good for Trump. This is really bad for us. What this means is we're facing the prospect of a convention with literally our guy on trial for felony charges. By the way, that assumes that the Alvin Bragg case goes forward in March, and there aren't any hitches with that. He could already be a felon and also, be in court during the convention. If the Alvin Bragg case doesn't go off without a hitch, or he doesn't get the conviction on the 34 felony charges, this is the Democrats' failsafe. Again, the Alvin Bragg case is the weakest of those, but it doesn't really matter because we're talking about a Democrat jury here with Democrat judge. You know the deal. So assuming Trump somehow beats the Alvin Bragg case, he's looking at being on trial smack in the middle of the Republican convention here. And what's amazing to me is it's just like the party hasn't processed this yet. Like, this is not widely known or understood. Just to make it clear, by the way, that the judge, Obama-appointed Marxist judge Tanya Chutkan, intends to try Trump, she signaled that over the last couple of days. Here's Laura Ingraham covering it.
The bigger news came out of a court, of course, with U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, where she reportedly said that, "I hope not to be in the country on August 5th. If she is, she says it's because she's in trial in another matter that has not yet returned to my calendar." Of course, that's President Trump's case. And if that's the timeline, it's well after the Republican National Convention, where Trump is expected to officially become the GOP nominee.
Look, the worst thing for the future of the country would be for us to nominate Trump without these cases resolved in July and then get that felony conviction coming down the chute like in September or October. I mean, total disaster. The good news here, if there is any, was that they originally planned to divide the GOP convention with this case. It was supposed to start in March. That would have gotten them a for sure conviction before the GOP nominating convention, or as sure as it can be. I mean, this is going to be a highly Democrat jury, voted over 90% for Democrats in that district. That's what the jury pool is going to look like. So, and that would have caused a massive floor fight, big argument. They were hoping to divide the party right down the middle. But in some ways, this is worse for us because we won't know if we're nominating a felon. And if she's talking August, what goes on in August? The Democrat nominating convention. So they'll have the whole lay of the land before they pick their choice. Joe Biden, because Trump's going to be a felon and he could beat him, or someone else because Trump's beaten the felonies. It's a big mess, but here's the other thing that is going on right now. It's really good, actually. The fact they have to put this case off and may have to come down to the wire with it means that the Fannie case out of Georgia, which was originally going to be the one where he was literally sitting in court on election day, you know, given the calendar, looks like that one would have to be replaced with this one. They can't do both of them at the same time. It would be very difficult. And the Democrats really misfired with Fannie. She's probably not even going to be the prosecutor by then if she's not on her way to prison at that point. So they could easily replace her. That's a well-established case. It's already gotten some convictions, already got some people flipped who will testify against Trump who are people close to him. But all of the legal maneuvering with the replacement of the prosecutor, that's likely to slow that down. So the hope is you don't have the Georgia case before the election, but they've just got their replacement case here in D.C. because it's really clear the judge is signaling, look, I'm going to try him. If we have to do it in August, I'm going to do it in August. That's what she's basically saying. And unfortunately, I'm tearing my hair out watching these analysts on Fox News say, oh, don't worry, the trial won't be till after the election. Again, if this was a normal trial, that would be true because filings take forever in federal cases, but this is not a normal trial. It's a weaponized trial, and the people in charge are all Democrats. Meanwhile, things going hilariously bad for the Democrats' Trojan horse A. There's a Trojan horse B, too. That's Tim Scott. But Trojan horse A ran into a small problem in Nevada. She was the only option for voters to vote for, and well, I'll let Fox News explain.
It's a shocking upset for Nikki Haley in Nevada, as nearly 63% of the Republican primary vote goes to none of these candidates instead of her.
So there were two options. None of these candidates that got 62.9% of the vote, and Nikki Haley, she got 30. So none of the above got twice as many votes as Nikki Haley did. Ouch. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. If South Carolina ends up like that, it's going to be a mess for her. If she comes in lower than the 43% that she got in New Hampshire against Trump. The Democrats hope then to control the replacement process will be to dangle a lot of bait around Tim Scott, i.e. load him up with Bush money. That's the one thing Trump really needs desperately is that money. And Tim Scott comes straight out of the George W. Bush fundraising base. Money will not be a problem for him. That's why he's at the top of the list. But it's a double-edged sword. He's the other Trojan horse. So that's going to make them double down on their determination to get Trump out of there and the Democrats and the Bushes. But then I repeat myself, picking Tim Scott. So you pick him as your vice president, you put a target on your back. Speaking of targets, I want to pause right there. What if your target weight was whatever you weighed when you came out of high school? Because that's what I weigh right now. And I never thought I'd get back down to it. And I tried many times. I've lost weight before and put it back on 10, 15 pounds. But to get the whole 29 pounds off, I never thought I'd do that. But I've also never targeted my visceral fat before. That's what the PhD weight loss plan does. Visceral fat's like an alien in your body. It makes its own hormones that cause cravings. It slows down your metabolism. It works against you to grow itself. And so I've been able not only to take off the 29 pounds, but to keep it off for 11 months. Find out more. Go to myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. So the mainstream media is screaming in rage because they have learned that Tucker Carlson intends to interview Vladimir Putin. And the mainstream media is pretty much split between commentators who want him tried for treason or brought up on some other charges, because charges can always be found for you in the liberal Democrat-controlled lawfare system if you have wrong think. And Tucker Carlson most definitely has wrong think. So it's pretty much split between those who want an FBI investigation. They're not joking, by the way. And those who are just happy to call him treasonous. You know, listening to all this hysteria, especially from NBC News, you would know, and I think a lot of these ragers on the left online don't know, that NBC interviewed Putin in 2021, and it was no big deal. Perhaps they didn't notice Gavin Newsom's trip to visit the brutal communist dictator, Chairman Xi, you know, the one who likes to zip tie Uyghurs, load them onto buses and trains and take them to concentration camps from which they do not come back. That guy. Yeah, that was all cool. It was hip. Chairman Xi's a good guy. But if Tucker does an interview with Putin, it's a problem. Listen to how desperate they were to stop this interview. Tucker Carlson recorded this on the ground in Russia. I think there's a good reason why he's hanging out in Russia in the weeks before this interview rather than here, you know, for his safety and to make sure the interview actually goes off. Take a listen to how far the Biden administration went to keep you from hearing from Vladimir Putin without a filter, or without the filter of censorship by them and the deep state.
Almost 3 years ago, the Biden administration illegally spied on our text messages and then leaked the contents to their servants in the news media. They did this in order to stop a Putin interview that we were planning. Last month, we're pretty certain they did exactly the same thing once again, but this time we came to Moscow anyway. We are not here because we love Vladimir Putin. We are here because we love the United States, and we want it to remain prosperous and free. We paid for this trip ourselves. We took no money from any government or group. Nor are we charging people to see the behind paywall. Anyone can watch the entire thing, shot live to tape and unedited, on our website, tuckercarlson.com. Elon Musk, to his great credit, has promised not to suppress or block this interview once we post it on his platform, X, and we're grateful for that. Western governments, by contrast, will certainly do their best to censor this video on other less principled platforms because that's what they do. They are afraid of information they can't control. But you have no reason to be afraid of it. We are not encouraging you to agree with what Putin may say in this interview, but we are urging you to watch it. you should know as much as you can. And then, like a free citizen and not a slave, you can decide for yourself.
What Carlson's literally actually trying to do is to stop World War III. And most Americans haven't been paying attention to the plans for World War III in Europe. They're extensive. And they intend to involve us. That wouldn't be hard. So many NATO countries there would be obliged to be involved as a fellow member of NATO under Article 4. But they're trying to get World War III started. Most Americans probably have no idea that fully 90,000 troops are drilling right now, openly preparing for a ground war with Russia. Why? Nobody knows. What Russia's done to provoke that, that's any different from what they've done the last 2 years, is anybody's guess. Just be successful in Ukraine, I guess, taking that country over. But folks don't realize that the leaders of Sweden and the UK and Poland have now told their populations, as if fact, that they are headed for war.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With Russia on the ground, they're even warning them to do things like stockpile water and food and get a radio with batteries for when the war begins. We're going to expect to be directly involved. In fact, most Americans laughed when Chuck Schumer said, well, if you don't give me the Ukraine war funding, we're going to have to draft your kids to fight in Europe, in Ukraine. But Americans don't realize how close we are to that. Even Germany is pre-scheduling this war. Their plans for it leaked. They were bizarre. Down to the month they had the war planned. By the way, the heat of it will start in 2025. So they're going to do this after the election, which makes sense. I wouldn't do that right now. I'd wait until Democrats won control. And it was obvious the Republicans probably can't win again on the national stage to go to the next stage, which is, of course, World War III, preferably held not here, somewhere else, where they can use the justification of a war against a nuclear armed foe for the ultimate censorship and disinformation crackdown. Here's why Carlson says he's doing the interview.
2 years into a war that's reshaping the entire world, most Americans are not informed. They have no real idea what's happening in this region, here in Russia or 600 miles away in Ukraine. But they should know. They're paying for much of it in ways they might not fully yet perceive. The war in Ukraine is a human disaster. It's left hundreds of thousands of people dead, an entire generation of young Ukrainians, and it's depopulated the largest country in Europe. But the long-term effects are even more profound. this war has utterly reshaped the global military and trade alliances. And the sanctions that followed have as well. And in total, they have upended the world economy. The post-World War II economic order, the system that guaranteed prosperity in the West for more than 80 years, is coming apart very fast, and along with it, the dominance of the U.S. dollar. These are not small changes. They are history-altering developments. They will define the lives of our grandchildren. Most of the world understands this perfectly well. They can see it. Ask anyone in Asia or the Middle East what the future looks like. And yet the populations of the English-speaking countries seem mostly unaware. They think that as nothing has really changed. And they think that because no one has told them the truth. Their media outlets are corrupt. They lie to their readers and viewers. And they do that mostly by omission. For example, since the day the war in Ukraine began, American media outlets have spoken to scores of people from Ukraine, and they have done scores of interviews with Ukrainian President Zelensky. We ourselves have put in a request for an interview with Zelensky, and we hope he accepts. But the interviews he's already done in the United States are not traditional interviews. They are fawning pep sessions specifically designed to amplify Zelensky's demand that the U.S. enter more deeply into a war in Eastern Europe and pay for it. That is not journalism. It is government propaganda. Propaganda of the ugliest kind, the kind that kills people. At the same time, our politicians and media outlets have been doing this, promoting a foreign leader like he's a new consumer brand. Not a single Western journalist has bothered to interview the president of the other country involved in this conflict, Vladimir Putin. Most Americans have no idea why Putin invaded Ukraine or what his goals are now. They've never heard his voice. That's wrong.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.